views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. A beautiful day here in Montana, and I hope it's beautiful wherever you are and where you coexist with the divine light and conscious awareness. So my guest today is an amazing woman. Lane Burke is a living legend known for her action to help change the world, whether in sub-Saharan Africa or in her hometown of Baltimore, Maryland. Lane counts among her life's mentors and friends some pretty famous people: philosophers, psychologists, scientists, artists, including Albert Einstein, Jacqueline Picasso, the third wife of the master artist, Rudolf Steiner, Martin Luther King Jr., Cesar Chavez, Vaclav Havel, who you may remember in his work in Poland, Bishop Desmond Tutu, and President Nelson Mandela. So what a list. Lane was instrumental in the founding of the Peace Corps and actually worked in the Peace Corps in her early 70s. She's 87 now. She's passionate about the arts and Africa. I've been to her home in Baltimore, and it's virtually a museum of art. And having owned an art gallery for 10 years and being kind of, I won't say a connoisseur, but a lover of art, I really enjoyed my time with her. And she considers both art and Africa to be her addictions. Her main advocacy, however, is her work for universal justice. And this really intrigued me when I was able to talk to her the first time when I was in Baltimore. And I decided then and there that at some point when the stars were aligned, it would be great to have a greater conversation. So her experiential stories are really spellbinding and charming and really phenomenal. So welcome, Lane Burke.
Hi there.
So
hello.
It's great to have you on, sweetheart. You describe your life as kind of excessively active, and one of your philosophies about action and concerning, you know, life today is that unfortunately we're kind of turning into machines, and we use machines for everything. Computers, people are now on their iPads and smartphones, and it's kind of almost like a plague. What do you have to say about this?
Well, I'm a Luddite, and they're the ones that destroyed the equipment, mechanical equipment, when it was just started in Germany. And the reason I'm a Luddite is because I don't consider the Luddite world to be the active world. I think it's passive. And people say today, I'm proactive. That, to me, is the only pornographic word I know, because if you're for it, why aren't you it? You ought to be active, and you ought to be active in the ways that you think are going to make your life on this planet matter.
And you've done that because you put the pedal to the metal and you walk your talk. Can you share with our audience today some of the highlights of your active life and where you think you've made a difference?
Wow. Well, that's a hard thing to say.
I know we could go on for hours. Just give us a few tidbits.
That's why it's hard. It's like saying, which of your children do you love the most? but I'll try. I think that I have learned a lot through effort, and I've done a lot from that learning. And I think I've realized that self-respect really comes, it's the same as self-love. When you, if you don't love yourself, you can't love your enemies as yourself and love them very spiritually. So I think self-respect comes from just what you said, putting your pedal to the metal, or maybe that's a wrong quote, but in any case, action on the things that you think are of moral importance is what's so critical. And the you described some of them in your introduction, and I don't know, you could ask me about any of those.
Well, you know, a controversial figure, how about Cesar Chavez? Because I don't think a lot of people in Montana, where I live, know much about him. And there's a sense, you know, that, you know, maybe he was great for his advocacy of helping the Mexicans and the people that were kind of abused in the system, in the farm system in the, what, in the 60s, 70s, and the way that we were, you know, mistreating those who picked our fruit and worked in the fields.
I'm so glad you chose him among the others you named, because he's less known, and I think in many ways his work was, if not the most, certainly among the most meaningful experiences for the world, because I think he changed a lot, but he certainly changed me and my family. I met him in a very strange way, as I met many of these people. A huge van drove up. I lived on a farm at that time, and it drove up the driveway, which was about three blocks long, and someone came in very charmingly and said, "We need a place to park this van for a very important mission, and we won't interfere with your life. We'll just stay in the van, but we need a safe haven." And I said, "Well, what's your mission?" And when it was explained about the people in the fields at that time picking the grapes in the orchards of California and their conditions in which they were kept, it virtually went back to the time when we had slavery and thought it was appropriate. And I couldn't tolerate that. So I said, absolutely wonderful. Frankly, I don't know that I had ever heard of Cesar Chavez. But in that van was Cesar Chavez and his entourage. And he was too afraid to park anywhere that wasn't well out of view because there were so many people out to get him for various reasons, mostly because of money wars, which, of course, still go on.
Right.
So he stayed with us quite a while, and we learned so much from him, and I think he affected all of us, myself, my husband, and my three children, and anyone who visited. In the beginning, he stayed in the van and wouldn't come in because I think he either felt frightened or until I persuaded him that he was invited, and then he moved into the house.
Well, you speak a number of languages, including Russian, and there's a story of you helping some ballet folks to get out of Russia, and tell us about that situation.
Well, I was not only a member of the Maryland Ballet, but I had helped found that, and our premier dancer, our main male dancer, was Martin Fredman, a tribute to him, and I hope he's listening. But in any case, I didn't know how to do anything about the people who had let me know that they were wanting out of Russia. Well, it was the Soviet Union, of course. It wasn't Russia at the time. And they wanted out desperately, and they felt that their art was being killed by anything as rigid and inhumane, because art, if it's anything, is the essence of spirituality and humanity. And they wanted out, but of course they didn't dare leave. So what we did, my brother and I, Fabian Kolker, we sent Martin Fredman to try out for the Leningrad Ballet. And they loved him, and they loved the fact that they could boast that an American wasn't satisfied with American art, so came all the way there. And he got to know those who were most unhappy. And through him, we got out well, Brezhnikov is the best known, but also the Panovs and Kalaria Fedicheva and others who wanted to get out. I'm ashamed to say Brezhnikov, because I only got out Brezhnikov's dog. They wouldn't let his dog into USA, so I went up to Canada.
Oh, bless you. Well, that's the sense of justice that you have. I remember I stood up for things when I was a freshman and sophomore in high school that I never regret, even though it kind of waylaid my career in basketball and in music at the time, because I was, you know, I had this sense of inner justice and what was right. And I honor you for that. My guest today is Lane Burke. She's from Baltimore, Maryland. She's quite an eclectic person with interesting philosophical views on life and everything that's going on today, including our modern what we call the industrial age, which, well, now it's the information age. So you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and my octogenarian friend, Lane Burke, will be back with us in just a few minutes as we take our first commercial intermission. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio, and my guest today is Lane Burke. who was born Jewish, grew up in Baltimore, graduated cum laude from Bryn Mawr College with a special honors in philosophy and the arts. And later, what's that? Oh, sorry. Later, she attended Cambridge University and received a doctorate in literature and moral science. In her teens, Lane entered a convent and received training as a novitiate. And later, she investigated other spiritual practices. And during the intermission here, she told me that she annually attends a 10-day Vipassana retreat where she meditates in complete silence. So you said, Lane, that perhaps I'll resolve my preference on spiritual practices after you make your transition.
Cool.
So what's your take on spirituality today for our listening audience?
Well, you said something before about information technology, and information is considered so important, which is one of the reasons we in this culture travel in formation like geese. Instead of going into ourselves for depth and understanding and compassion, because after all, to understand is to stand under. It's really to appreciate others. And I don't think we get that far in this culture, even through our religions. We just think we're absolutely right and that we have all the answers. But I think the questions are much more important than the answers. And that's one of the reasons that I've really kind of explored so many spiritual approaches to life. Right now, I'm involved with, and probably will continue this even after I transit, unless I find something better. And that is I belong to the Baltimore Ethical Society, which says deed before creed. And also, aside from its ethics, I find the people in it so incredibly humane. And we have an action committee, so it covers the field.
I love that, deed before creed. And, you know, I've shared recently with my daughter who told me she desired to go to another faith. And I was originally kind of shocked. And then I thought, well, she's a young lady. She's 13, just about 14. She's going through that same stage I went through where I was born Catholic and I started reading about reincarnation. It was the only thing that at the time for me made sense, you know, why people are born crippled or geniuses. And then suddenly, you know, so anyway, my daughter is like saying this to me and I thought, well, you know, she's at that stage where she can start making her decisions. I will champion it. And I told her the only thing that I really desire for you to know is that if you love and give, that's the highest religion. If you truly love and give, then it doesn't matter what you believe, because a religion is just a belief system. And what's more important is how you live. And I think you captured that.
Well, that's your essence.
Yeah.
That's your essence, and that's why you captured me. And my highest respect.
Well, praise God. Well, you've met a wealthy group of sisters named the Cohen sisters, and we're in a concert in Paris and your piano lesson days. Tell us a little bit about that and how that influenced you to kind of draw the whole world into your life.
Well, it happens that my piano teacher was there, not there because Isabel was had transited, but Etta Cohn's was Etta Cohn's piano teacher. And my mother, who was a pianist, had a Steinway grand, but sometimes that wasn't grand enough for this teacher. So she would call, the Cohn sisters lived several blocks away, and she would call Etta and see if we could use their concert grand. And so when I was there, fortunately, and Etta was incredibly gracious, there were, people there like the people you mentioned before. I mean, goodness knows whom I would have met who just got in from Paris. The art greats of the world.
Yeah. I inherited a baby grand Steinway from my grandmother, and I composed all of the music on my 11 CDs on that piano because there was something magic about it. And it wasn't a concert grand, but it was still beautiful. And the richness and the flavor of the tonality of the sound was just amazing. Well, right. So you love art and you love music. Tell us about the art in your home. Because it's literally a museum.
It's residence. They are residence. I don't have a collection. You can't collect soul. And when you read a book, it's telling you something. When you see a visual work of art, it's evoking something. It's a conversation. And it changes as you grow, because you grow in depth. And I don't know that it morphs, but certainly you see it again and again with a different conversation. And my description, if someone made certain that I had to define great art, I would say if a piece is still evoking that and talking with, not at and to, but with people in 500 years, that's great art.
It really embodies the essence of the soulfulness of the artist if it really makes that impression, and then that impression continues on. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly. And it's more than an impression, because an impression is something it places upon you. But like a conversation with great thinkers, it's not just an impression. And impressing the other is not important. Evolving, helping the other to evolve, is what's important. And I think great art does that.
Thanks for clarifying. Beautiful words. Hey, you've said anyone who doesn't believe in miracles is not a realist.
That's true.
How do you explain that?
Well, my life has seemed, perhaps to most people, coincidental or providential or a series of remarkable happenstances and so forth. And somehow I had to come up with one word in a particular organization that I didn't help found. I founded with my husband, just the two of us. We had a night that was the deepest night of the year, and it celebrated not on New Year's Eve. That's just a big party. Eve's Eve. We have to describe our essence in one word, and that's very hard to do. And I couldn't think of the word. So because my life had been so exquisitely giving to me in so many ways, was it coincidence? Was it providence? Was it what was it? So I came up with about 24 words and called the library and asked if they had a wordsmith. And I was asked, what's a wordsmith? And I said, someone whose craft is words. And when I finally got a hold of that person and gave her 24 or so words, she said, give me a little time. She got back to me and said, the summary of all those words is taumaturgy, the working of miracles. And anyone who doesn't believe in miracles is definitely not a realist, in my opinion.
Wow. So for our listening audience, that's spelled T-H-A-U-M-A-T-U-R-G-Y, taumaturgy. Is that correct?
Oh, do look it up. It's wonderful. And then think in your own life what has been so incredible that you would call it miraculous.
Beautiful. Well, I've had mystical, magical, and miraculous experiences really my whole life, including a near-death experience, including an appearance to me of the Blessed Mary, the Mother of Jesus. And it really transformed my life forever, and that experience is always with me. It's like it's still resonating inside of me.
Well, there you go. I consider you one of those experiences in my life. A thaumaturgological experience.
Well, I was watching a YouTube video of you just, earlier this morning, and we may have to extend this part of our conversation after the next commercial intermission. However, you said time is interconvoluted with space, and this was a concept, Einstein or
yes,
whatever?
It was Albert Einstein.
So tell us about your interaction with Einstein.
Well, at Cambridge, I met there were very, very few professors. The word is used differently in Cambridge and the other place. We don't mention the name of the other place if you went to one of them. And this particular person I met, really because of Russian speaking, A.S. Besakovich, For those who know the world of math, know that he was smuggled out of Soviet Union by Niels Bohr because Einstein and others needed a rare mathematician. I don't mean a rare person. He was into an advanced mathematical area called rare math, and he could help Einstein. And after I came home from Cambridge, I got a call that he was coming to U.S., and of course I invited him to the farm. And then he said he had to leave one day and go up to Princeton, and could I possibly drive him there? And I said, well, it's at your own risk. I'm a terrible driver. But we went up, and we saw where he was to stay, because he was to stay there for an indefinite amount of time. And when he saw his what they call digs in Cambridge, he was shocked, because in Cambridge, a full professor, they have very few. At the time I was at Cambridge University, they had 11 for all, many, many colleges, but they only had 11 that were called professors. And he said, I can't stay here. Let's see how my friend lives. So we went to his friends, and when the door opened and I saw this wild hair and this obviously known face, I thought I'd faint. And that was, of course, Albert Einstein. And from then on, I went up to tea because he invited us to tea, and I went regularly on Wednesdays for the several years before he died.
Wonderful. While you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio, I'm David Christopher Lewis. My guest today is Lane Burke, an octogenarian from Baltimore who has more stories to tell us and exciting, just amazing stories. And I consider her the female Forrest Gump of the modern age. So stay tuned.
You bad boy.
We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Heart Center Talk Radio broadcast coming to you from Rhode Island and spread across the internet. My guest today is Dr. Lane Burke from Baltimore. She probably doesn't want to always be called doctor, and yet she has those credentials. Tonight we have a wholeness service coming to you live free from Livingston, Montana, and it's broadcast or video streamed live on heartscenter.org. Hearts, plural, no apostrophe, center.org. Check it out tonight, 6:45 to 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So again, heartscenter.org. So, Lane, tell us about your meeting Martin Luther King, Desmond Tutu, and especially Nelson Mandela.
Boy, that's a long story. Let me just tell a part of it. Having met Dr. King through my work and having been with him on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, I really wanted him to help me meet Mandela, because I might have mentioned before that I don't just respect or admire my icons. I really feel the need to learn from them, so I try to meet them when I can. And I had been writing to President Mandela while he was in Robben Island. Well, of course, he wasn't president then, but when he was in Robben Island, and I wrote regularly and whenever I could, when I was near enough to get Dr. King to sign them, he signed those. Then I did find out that Mandela never even got them, of course. But nonetheless, when I joined Peace Corps, I asked if I could go to Republic of South Africa so I could meet him. Indeed, I did. And when he found out how much we had in common in our attitudes, he honored my request to come to a TRC, Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And, of course, that was under Bishop Tutu. And I was allowed to sit kind of on the raised area where everyone could hear and be heard. And a man came up, and one of the people, the Afrikaners, who did necklacing. I don't know whether those listening know what it is. It's putting a tire usually around a child's neck and filling it with petrol and setting it aflame. And he indicated that he had necklaced some 13 kids to quiet a community and prevent them from rising up against the African government. They were more fearful than active then. And I had to know how he felt, because as I said before, Peace Corps says to understand, you have to stand under. So when he was set scot-free, because he was exactly accurate in confessing his own crime, I did a rude thing. I came down off that platform, went racing after him, and having left the chambers, there was a marble floor and my shoes were clicking on the floor, and he turned around and I fell right into him. I mean, I went into his chest. He thought I was attacking him, and I said, no, I wasn't attacking him. I was trying to catch up with him. I needed to know how he felt when he necklaced a child and saw the head burning. And he said, well, there's not time enough to describe that. What are you doing here? And when I told him what I was doing, and that I wanted him to help me do it, he agreed to come to my village. And he said, then we'll talk, but I won't come, and we won't talk, unless you read a particular book by Coetzee, and I'm trying to think of the name of the book, but I cannot think of it. He said, if you read this and explain it to me, and you understand it, then I know that you'll be worth spending my time with. Otherwise, I'm not just coming to gab. And I'm not sure, maybe another time I can tell you the name of the book. I have a forgettery and a blendery. I've never had a memory. I've always had a forgettery and blendery. And Einstein said if you overload your filing cabinet, namely the brain, you forget which drawer to pull out. So I'm no longer ashamed of that. But in any case, I can tell you the name of that book another time, perhaps. I don't know whether I have time now.
It may have been by Nietzsche. Is that what you're saying?
No, it was by Coetzee, C-O-E-T-Z, a South African, Republic of South African writer. But I don't know whether I have time to make one comment, because sure, I'm a pragmatist, and I really want this concept of justice and legal justice and moral justice to be understood. My work in Cambridge was under the field of moral justice. And there is a woman by the name of Sylvia Clute who is running a group called Unitive Lawyers, Lawyers for Unitive Law. It's very close to and comes from restorative justice. And I'd like you to interview her another time, because you'd have people who would put into their mind the importance of work and mattering before they transit. And these are the people that you've mentioned that I've gotten to know who have mattered. And you have mattered, David, so I'm sure you're embarrassed at my using this time for that, but you've mattered not only in my life, but everyone I speak to who's ever met you or heard of you has changed because of the Heart Center.
Oh, praise God. Hey, if those listening today have a question or a comment for Lane Burke, you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I was sharing during one of the commercial intermissions there that a quote that I heard this morning, God is not a quick study. She reminds us to contemplate and meditate. You told me that, you know, meditation is still a part of your practice and it's very important to you. So how do you perceive what true meditation is and where does it lead us?
Well, since it's self-awareness, it is exactly the opposite of information, which I mentioned before. And it leads us to the arts. It leads us to the art of living, the art of loving, the art of integrity, the art of daring. It may not make us brave, because that's a very different thing, but it makes us courageous so that even under enormous fear, we do the right thing by courage. And that, to me, is the outcome. Most people think of it as just a peaceful mind, but if that peaceful mind doesn't translate into helping peace in the world, of what value is it? It's just a singularity.
Yeah, I think true spirituality is practical, is always practical. If it's just theosophical concepts or constructs
exactly.
that are hanging out in the atmosphere, that doesn't bring the active principles of love as charity and givingness and compassion and into play, which is, I think, what the true divine masters have always done. They've changed the world in a very active way by the example of their lives, and often they gave up their lives.
Well, it's called by their acts ye shall know them.
Right. Prove it. Prove it.
Yes.
Tell us about your experience with the Maasai chief who got all those cameras. And
you may have to be cut off here. I'm telling you, I'm going to be brief as I can, but people are going to have to ask questions and get the details. I thought my Swahili was good enough, but I was misunderstood. And I misunderstood, so I saw a great gathering, an excited event in Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam, which I thought was pretty much like Manhattan. And I had no idea that this was one particular culture, I don't use the word tribe, and that it was vested, the word tribe is frequently used pejoratively, so I say culture. And the activity was remarkable, but it was vested in the helping of those who were dancing, and by photographing them with my 16-millimeter Bell and Howe, the first ever out, they heard the sound, but they didn't know what this equipment was. And some of the sounds mean terrible, terrible indictment of and damage to a people there. So they assumed that I was actually in the process of killing them. And the chief ultimately came over to speak with me, thank goodness, because I knew to ask for him so I could explain in Swahili. And he came, and I turned it around, took the magazine out, placed it upon me, and asked him to press this button. And as he did, I mentioned before I had been in ballet, I began to get taller and taller and more powerful looking because I was trying to get up on full point, which, of course, I couldn't do without my ballet shoes. But I explained to him that it empowers, and it was only the noise meant that it was empowering his culture. And so he asked if he could have it, and I said, one would not be enough. How large is your culture? He said, 200 or something like that. And when I got back to USA, of course, I still had the magazine. I took it because I said, I've got to show these people who made it what you want and what your culture should have. And whatever number he told me, they free, no charge, sent to him that number plus one for himself. Of course, they didn't have magazines in them, so they couldn't have taken pictures. But when you think you're getting bolder and you think you're getting better, you feel better about yourself. And when you have that self-respect, you give it to others. So it does work.
Amazing. Well, my guest today is Lane Burke, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We're going to be back in just about 3 minutes. Stay tuned, and we'll have a lot more from Lane Burke.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Hearts Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. My guest today is Lane Burke, PhD, who I'd love to share with you now a little bit about some of her humanitarian work, either with the United Nations, the Peace Corps, UNESCO, or maybe a story of something that happened in South Africa or the Republic of South Africa, as you've corrected me. Tell us about your life in this regard.
Well, are you talking about overseas or here in USA?
Well, let's go overseas and RSA.
Well, if you want to go overseas, I think probably the most interesting work. Did you say you do want to go overseas?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Maybe the most interesting work in Republic of South Africa, and I'm going to cut to the quick in this because I've done in several different cultures, nations, different types of work. In Republic South Africa at the time, in order to keep the people quiet, I mentioned this or referred to it, the Afrikaners would move out one group of farmers or townspeople and move in another who then benefited by the crops of the previous. In that way, they kept starting wars among them so that the people didn't make wars among the Afrikaners. And my job there was actually to come into a village and help in any way I could. They had never had a school. Aside from that, they were still hostile to one another. It didn't help a bit, but I had to learn several languages. And because of that, by the way, in the Republic of South Africa Peace Corps, you had to have an extra 6 months to go to school, learn languages, and learn culture so you didn't embarrass the American government and its Peace Corps, which I totally revere. But that was helped so much by a previous thing that I talked about, meeting the Afrikaner who had done some of the damage. So I don't know whether instead of going into that, I might shift, although you mentioned South Africa or Republic of, may I shift to Austria and Germany?
Sure.
Okay, well, at the end of what we thought was the end of World War II, which hadn't actually ended because the SS, the Schutzstaffel, and the SA, the Sturmarbeitlung, had not finished killing, but we don't take much, so we're not quite as bold as some, like the Brits. But we considered it the end of the war. And our government accepted from United Nations a scholarship for several of American, USA, I should say, students to go over and study at the University of Innsbruck. And I went as one of those students. And I fall in love readily, and I, like you, David, love sports, and the man I fell in love with would have been an Olympiad skier, but Austria and Germany weren't allowed in into that at that time. He was also known as a remarkable mountain climber. And having fallen in love with him, and then finding out that indeed he was and still was a Nazi, I was in a state of shock. And I had to understand, again, to understand is to stand under. So I had to get to know him really well, not as a teacher, but as a dear friend. And I moved in with his family when my work with UNESCO was over, and or I thought it was over. It wasn't. I moved in with his family to get to understand how he could have been a part of the things that he was. There is a book, and if people are interested, I can tell them what book to get. That includes most of these details. But in any case, from there, I got so interested in that I lived with several others also, and then began the process of writing to UNESCO to suggest, or going to Avenue Kléber in Paris, where their headquarters were at the time, to suggest what we could do to denazify. And in my opinion today, Germany has not just denazified, it's probably the top of the line for true, wonderful democracies today. And it has all of the spiritual qualities and art qualities and wisdom and science qualities that I think makes a great nation. And it's because of the work that was done by many of us who worked for UNESCO and many of us who were at the Nuremberg trials to see how to change the heart and soul of the people. So I think that was perhaps in human rights the most critical thing, in addition certainly to the civil rights work I did here, and then of course some in Soviet Union, as you alluded to before, and other rest in Republic of South Africa.
Well, thank you so much. That's really a testament to who you are. You know, Rudolf Steiner is one of my heroes. And did you actually meet Rudolf Steiner?
Well, it was funny. A family member, Milton Steiner, but they didn't work together. Milton was on Wall Street, and that's a whole other story as to how I got to know him. I got to know him in a ship going the whole eastern coast of South America, but that's for another time, or we'll talk about that. But anyway, through him, I met his relative, Rudolph. And of course, I was up in New York a good bit because the Steiners became good friends. So it was fascinating to see. I thought their system of learning and teaching was too loose. I made a mistake, and I didn't allow that benefit to my children. And I have many things for which I'm, to myself and to my children and any others affected, very apologetic. And one of them is that I didn't use the Rudolf Steiner method in my life with my kids.
Well, you know, it's a great methodology, and they, you know, Rudolf Steiner was really way ahead of his time in terms of some of his inventions and what I would call now permaculture. And
absolutely, absolutely. Permaculture of nature as well as the nature of man. That's
right.
The important thing. And people may not know, but the Waldorf School is a result of his work, just in case people aren't aware of that. And there are other types of schools, too, that bring out from within. People don't even know the meaning of education. It's not information. That comes from without. It's educare, to bring out from within. So you know, learn to know yourself, just like the Vipassana meditation, and you learn to stretch yourself and be the person you want to be because you understand who you are.
Well, I love the Socratic method, asking questions to draw out that internal wisdom from students rather than trying to feed them or cram them a bunch of information, because we forget it, you know.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't really serve us. So what is your primary message for our audience today in terms of, you know, what they can do to change or transform their life, and what would you recommend?
Well, it may be repetitive, but don't be proactive. If you're for it, be it. Be active. But before you're active, ask and challenge yourself. Ask every question that you think addresses an important issue, and then complain to yourself about your answer. Challenge your answer. That is the Socratic method, and that is true education. Whatever you believe, argue against it. And when you disagree with other people in the same good spirit of self-love, give them exactly what you have, self-respect and self-appreciation, which is love. Give them that. Argue against them. And if you differ, all the better, because only through our understanding and delving and expressing our differences and then going the Rumi way, the Sufi poet Rumi said, between every difference, even if the sides are violently opposed, there's a field. Meet there.
I love that. Rumi is one of my favorite poets, writers of, you know, kind of antiquity now. And boy, we could sure use his wisdom in helping to resolve a lot of the conflicts that are going on perceptibly between, you know, the fanatical Muslims and the rest of the world, and how it's all been hyped up. And I think we could really resolve this if we just, you know, attended to some of those principles that you've just shared.
Lane Burke, I have to fuss with you. May I fuss with you? He is an antiquity. He is universal and timeless.
I agree. My guest has been Lane Burke. Lane, it's been a pleasure. You've listened to Heart Center Talk Radio. We're going to sign off now. God bless you. Listen next week for a very special session with Saint Germain, question and answer, what is going to be happening in the Golden Crystal Age. You'll learn a lot next week, same time, same station. And thank you, Brian.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings, and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.